This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. 343-0106 is how you get in touch. 343-0106 on the text line or the phone line. And use that number 7 days a week. Like if you want to chime in on a Monday night and say hello to John Young, Mr. Mobile, you would use that same phone number. Hey, John.
How are you doing, Sean?
I'm good. Hey, it's good to have you in. We'll talk about first. We've got a lot to talk about. But first of all, tell everybody what's happening on Saturday.
This Saturday, the 12th at 5 p.m., we're inviting every man that's available to meet us at the intersection of Rickaby and Canal, which is near where a 17-year-old was killed last month. And we want as many men as possible to come out and walk through the neighborhood and just spend some time offering words of encouragement to these young men. Even, Sean, if you want to employ some people, if you have openings at your job, if you have a mentorship program, or if you have anything that we can reach these kids with, come out. And we just want to set a positive example, because if we don't, who will? There's been such a great failure in the family that someone has to fill that gap. My buddy Jeff Pierce sent me this on my way here. When a child is not embraced by the village, that child will burn down the village to feel its warmth.
Wow.
It's an African proverb. I don't think Jeff is from Africa, but it highlights what we've been saying for the past 3 years, that the issues we're having with these children are going to affect us all eventually. We'll all feel it one way or another. And we are into preventing these things from occurring. We're trying to stop them. You know, Drew was on my show Monday night. Yeah,
good to hear Drew on the show.
Right. Yeah, we're
talking about Drew Ford.
We're still palling around. Yeah. It's just that, you know, he's married and I'm not. That's the biggest thing. Yeah. But he said we're planting seeds. And I said, well, what good are we doing? He said, we won't know until later, but we have to do it. And so for all the guys that have asked me, what can I do as an old white man? Come out. You know, I've heard that
plenty,
a lot.
Hey, there's plenty of us old white guys.
Right.
Part of Men United.
Oh, goodness. They couldn't do it without you at all. So come out and just offer a positive word to these young men. If it's nothing more than Jesus loves you, I love you, you can do it. Stay in school. Don't have children. Whatever it is, because so many of these young men. Listen, I had a meeting at Strickland Youth Center a couple of weeks ago, and I won't say who was all there, but in talking to someone employed there, I said, "Are these kids all killers?" She said, "No, most of them are not killers." She said, "Most of them are just in a product of the environment and peer pressure."
Mm-hmm.
So, because when they get to Strickland, they're polite and accommodating. So we know that there's one bad kid in the group of five that entices, encourages, or intimidates the other kids. What we want to do is give those other kids an alternative. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Leave that group alone. Don't be friends with him. Don't get into the stolen car. Don't smoke dope. If you like math, say you like math and go find someone else that likes math. So it's like Drew said, we're just trying to offer alternatives to crime.
And on the gun thing, too, and you mentioned that you know, one out of five, let's say the other four, and I've heard this, you and I've talked about this before, and y'all think about this when we were kids and peer pressure and scuffles with other guys and all that the bully will get a gun. Mm-hmm. The bully, and like we all grew up, they're a bully. That bully, but now that bully, instead of having fists, has a gun.
Yes, a gun. Right.
And he's going to threaten other kids, like bullies do, so those kids feel like they need to go get a gun to deal with the bully.
Yep.
We got to work on taking the bully and getting them away from the decent human beings, and then counseling those other four young men that you don't need to get a gun. We're going to get rid of this bully, so you don't have to have a gun to defend yourself against the bully.
You're absolutely right. That is what we're dealing with. we as adults need to identify kids that are intimidating other kids and not make excuses for it. We've tried so hard to include everyone that we've messed up very many people. Some people will just have to be left behind. Drew and I talked about it. We're not going to save everyone. Someone will hear this and it'll fall on a stony heart and it won't do any good. Some will fall into shallow ground and grow for a little while and dry up. But that one that lands in fertile soil, that one kid that hears, don't carry a gun, and we plant a seed with him, we can turn him around. We can save him. The bullies can be saved. I don't put as much effort into it because everyone hears the same message. Some bullies just need to be punched in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Some need to be put in jail, and some need to be removed permanently from society. Those people have to have a hard, life-changing event like prison or death of a close relative for it to hit home. We want to prevent that. And that's our mission, Men United Against Violence. You've been there from the start. Bob Slaughter could not do it without Bob Slaughter. You know, Wesley Davis, there's just been some great guys that we could not accomplish this. And our desire is to prevent these things from happening, Sean. We don't want to treat it after the fact.
Right. There has to be two things. This is not ever taking away from, I mean, his full-time job. You've got to enforce laws. You've got to put bad guys in jail. But just putting bad guys in jail is just a revolving, you know, a revolving door. We got to do something to get fewer coming into the revolving door.
That's why we have to change hearts. We have to change their heart first so they'll see what they're doing is wrong and then stop. So they'll see that mom has nine children and nine different fathers. They have to see that as wrong. Mm-hmm. They have to see as wrong as all my uncles gangbang and sell dope. I'm not going to live past 25. I'm supposed to drop out of school. I'm supposed to go to jail. They have to see those things as wrong. And it takes men who tell them that. Mm-hmm. It takes a man to say, no, that is wrong.
And let me show you another way.
That's exactly right. And I spoke at another place and I told them about this idea. They asked, well, what kind of tools are you leaving them and resources? I said that they already have the tools, their brain.
Mm-hmm.
They have the resources, their hands. They have.
But you got to tell them they have
right.
it.
Yes. Right. They already have it. We've made too many excuses for too long for bad behavior, for delinquent behavior. We've blamed the schools. We've blamed the politicians. We've blamed white people. We've blamed everybody but the people that are in creating these environments and the people who are making these decisions. You always have a choice not to pull the trigger. Always an option. But when you choose to, then you have to face those consequences. So let's tell the kids before they have to go to a drug treatment program or a drop back into school program, let's tell them you have the resources. You can earn as much money as you like. Right now, I heard there's a lot of construction jobs mm-hmm. open around in the area.
Yeah.
And they suddenly came available in a few places.
Yes,
you know?
there's been a drop in one group of workers and an increase for Americans.
So there are jobs available all over. And I guess this is today is one of those days, Sean, that I feel like we're not accomplishing anything. I know I have highs and lows, mm-hmm. and sometimes I'll hit a wall and I'll just look back over the years and say, what are we really making changes? Are we really affecting the future of these young men? And I have to believe we are. Like we said before, we won't see the change for several years and maybe another generation. Now,
Drew's right. Anything you do, whether you're working out, building a house, anything, you know, to expect that we shouldn't expect to get a result the next day or the next month or even the next year.
Right.
But one day you wake up and you look in your rearview mirror and go, okay, you know, we did something.
Right, right. And that's why I'm encouraging all of your listeners to come out Saturday. Come out.
Canal and Rickerby.
Canal and Rickerby, 5 p.m. Saturday. Just come and I'm not very good at talking to children one-on-one. I'm terrible at it. I have this voice, you know, and I'm tall.
You're pretty cool with that. You're like,
you know, hey, kids, don't stay in school.
Yeah.
They run away from me. So I'm not that talented at it. But you brothers
don't
that,
listen to them.
But you brothers that are, come out and I'll walk with you. But you break the ice with the child. You speak to them. You know, Shad Collins was when I worked with him in the Parks and Recs. He was amazing at breaking the ice with people. I mean, anybody. And he would break the ice, and then I would come in and start talking. So I know my limitations, right? So you guys that are great at breaking the ice, come out. Mm-hmm. Come out and talk to these kids and the parents. Whoever we meet, whoever we see, we're going to stop and talk to them, offer them words of encouragement, hopefully plant positive seeds and they realize it, and we'll and just be seen. And what we're asking, Sean, is also dress like an adult. No T-shirt with cartoon characters on them, no ball caps, no gold chains, no expensive sneakers. We're showing them what adulthood looks like. Collared shirts, trousers. They don't have to be pleated or expensive, but we want them to see what... It doesn't do us any good to always dumb ourselves down to people without bringing them up. And what we've done, men have stopped growing up. We've gotten older, but we stopped outgrowing the video game phase, driving fast phase. We remain there because now we can afford it. What we have to start doing is showing these kids what getting old looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm.
But there's great parts of it, and that's the thing. You know, think back to the proverb you started with. You know, if that child is not part of the village, they burn it down. But being part of the village, and I think about the acronym FEED. But the second, you know, a young man can be go work and see a check, right, and build something from that and for their work.
Right.
And then they go and they get a house.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're part of they want the best for the community as well.
Right.
Now they are not just living in a community, they are part of the community.
Right.
You know, they have a vested stake in the community.
That's why living in a neighborhood where people own their houses is better than a neighborhood filled with people who are renting.
Yeah.
We all have an interest in this neighborhood doing well. And you know, any man from anywhere can come around. And I know some people are saying, well, I don't live out there. Why do I care? Because what happened at Sage Park, what happened in the mall, what happened at Lat Stadium, Municipal Park, that's why you should come.
Yeah.
Because
and I don't want to read one more damn story about a child being killed.
That's, you know, like, we have conversations with different people. And I have a conversation with, he's a numbers guy, but that isn't our cause. It's we just don't want any more kids killed. We don't want any more children shot. The names, Kaylee, LaQuentin, just they're etched on our minds. And we should all be tired of it and be ready to do whatever we can to make it stop. And we have to say it harshly, but we have to tell the truth. There's a subculture of gun violence involving young black men in Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
I could easily quote statistics, city, state, nationally, but we all know it, whether people say it or not. And I got to ask, who loves you more, the person, Sean and John, telling you the truth about the problem and saying, let's find a solution, or the people who are saying there is no problem? We love the people who tell you the truth love you more than anybody that makes an excuse for it. And we've just wasted so much time making excuses for bad behavior. We sit around and wait for an incident to occur that we can shout and scream. And the phrase justice for fill in the blank name has no meaning anymore because we say it even when that person is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you stab some kid in the heart and kill him, what justice are you seeking besides a fair trial? You know, if someone is killed in an accident, what do you mean justice is an accident?
Well, the justice should be what we do before that day. The justice should be giving that kid another role model who's not a gangbanger, you know, who's not in and out of prison, is for them to see. And yes, I mean, kids, if you ask them, is there another way? You know, if they had to answer tests, yes. But I don't know that they see it enough to know what that looks like.
Right.
And say, you know, the you talk about, you know, we're dressed as men, we're older men, but there's something that goes on with that. Maybe it's not the cartoon T-shirt or driving fast in the car, but gosh, they get, you know what, they work all week and they get a big screen TV. They get a boat. They
right.
get a, yeah, but they can provide for family. They can right. be, like, this is the next step, y'all, and it's very satisfying. You want to tell these kids, say, one day you'll wake up, and the things you're doing now are not going to be satisfying like these things. When
right.
you're mature, these
right.
things bring you peace and satisfaction.
You outgrow them. Sitting in the backyard with two fingers of bourbon and
yeah.
a nice
yeah.
Macanudo.
Yes.
I can't do that now. I got dogs surrounding me, dude. Man, their dog, they bark all the time. Goodness, it's so annoying. And I like animals, but man, hey, guys, train your dogs. Combance and leash train them. But I was
got a great advertiser here that does that for y'all. But
right.
Well, a canine. Yeah.
But... one of my buddies' son graduated and went into an apprenticeship program as an electrician. And he didn't know how much he'd like it until his first check.
Yeah.
$1,300 for a 40-hour work week.
Cha-ching.
Now he likes it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all we're saying. There are options out there to earn as much money as you want. And that's what these kids have to hear. You can get everything that guy has if you work hard enough for it. If you work long enough, if you stay with it, master your perfection, your craft, you can have everything you want.
And you're gonna. We want you to live beyond 25. I want you to die an old man.
Right. Your expectations. That didn't even come into our minds of dying at 25. When I was 17, 25 was old. You know.
Yes.
And so. And I'm 55. I'd like to try 25 again now, but we have to tell these kids that, and we have to set that example for them. So, like the parable that Jeff sent me says, that, you know, a child that isn't hugged by the village will burn the village down, and that's what we're seeing when we see these young people shooting and fighting, brawling at local eateries and arcades. They're burning the village down because no one has ever told them, I love you. You don't have to have a baby before you leave high school. You don't have to sell dope. And that's what we're going to do Saturday. For as many people as we can get, we'll be happy to have you.
Once again, at a corner of Rickerby and Canal, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
And if you, you're riding down the road, don't remember all this stuff, you can go to Facebook.
Right. Man United Against Violence Facebook page, and also my own, Mr. Mobile Young.
All right, check them out there. And if y'all need any reminder, just holler at me on the text line and we'll do it there. John, as always, good to see you.
Thank you again for having me on and helping me get my show started. You're the greatest.
Man, I don't know about that, but you're pretty darn worth it, man. All right, coming right back. Enough of this nice and easy stuff.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:55, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Okay, by the way, I think it was Pat on the text line said I don't think I even own a collared shirt that's cool enough to wear in July. Not to be some fashion mogul here, but there are plenty of them. Like you get the, what is it, the Academy brand? Now we're going to describe my wardrobe. People here at work will laugh, but the Magellan shirts, like the summertime with the vented thing. You can get a collared shirt that actually probably they're cooler than wearing a t-shirt, right? And you don't show sweat as much, not to gross everybody out, but that's... You can absolutely get the colored shirts that aren't as hot. Because I'm with you. Believe me, if there's a chance to be sweating, I'm there. But go get one, and they're not very expensive. All right. I wanted to read this quickly, too. I saw this and thinking about my friend John in studio, who's a police officer with his full-time job. Saw this from WKRG, and they're posting Captain Billy Rowland, who is... He does the history of the Mobile Police Department, quite a historian. He found information on what happened 161 years ago. This is interesting. Listen to this. So this is from WKRG, but coming from Captain Billy Rowland. Said, on July 9th, 1864, the Mobile Daily Advertiser and Register, so that was the paper, published a news story about the assault on a local MPD officer, Sergeant James Phillips. So this is July 9th, 1864. According to the paper, a man named Lute Neiman, it's a great name, Lute Neiman, was breaching public peace when Sergeant Phillips approached Neiman with the goal of arresting him. That's when Neiman allegedly pulled out a sheath knife and stabbed Phillips in his left side. The paper details Neiman's escape, saying he knocked a man off his horse before getting on it and attempting to escape, which I guess is like horse jacking. At some point, Neiman was knocked off his horse and began running from officers. When Neiman reached Royal Street by the Battle House, he ran into a Confederate officer and attempted to stab the officer before they were able to arrest him, according to the news report. Neiman was then allegedly taken to the guardhouse and locked up. In a news report published by the paper on July 13th, it announced that Phillips had died from his injuries, so the officer... And Officer Phillips became known as the first Mobile police officer to pass in the line of duty. It was not known information until a few months ago, according to Captain Rowland. Sergeant James Phillips is buried in an unmarked grave in the Magnolia Cemetery, according to MPD officials. So the first Mobile police officer to die in the line of duty 161 years ago. Something. And you know where Magnolia Cemetery is, but somewhere in there, unmarked grave, but somewhere in there. All right, coming back after the news, Rob Holbert from Lanyap will join us, talk about new Lanyap out on streets now. Plus, of course, probably the story that getting probably the most clicks, I don't know, I could ask Rob, be these stories, a couple of them here, surrounding the Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan, and some allegations that have been made. We'll talk about that with Rob and a lot more when we come back. Hour number two of Midday Mobile next.